It's Matchland Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
One of the most alarming things that I have seen yet. I mean, we went through where he was, you know, being investigated by Mueller, and those were Republicans, great Republicans, strong Republicans, and brave that came forth on the different things Trump was doing to put our country in danger. But who opens their mouth and is flapping at the wind, trying to make it look like it was no big deal, was Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson was on a very important committee, Homeland Security, and he never did a gall dang thing to keep our country safe. And in fact, he does a lot of things that hurts our country. And I hope people wake up, because this is unbelievable. Then I was watching Republicans' responses to this going after our FBI, and then there were accounts of people having guns outside one of the FBI's office, these people that are allowed to carry the military-style weapons. This is just outrageous and sick. And if people don't wake up and see the danger these people are calling, and I'm getting, I am not going to make excuses for anybody, and I call them excuses now, because we need to face the fact that these Gulden people are dangerous, and those that sit with a zip lip because they're afraid of Marjorie Taylor Greene, that insane psychotic woman that doesn't have a brain in her head, we got to start paying attention to this, because this is significant, and this is about our security. You know, he made a fool out of himself, Trump did. So did Ron Johnson going over to Russia, and oh, the thing that happened with Russia is okay. And it, you know, the thing that really bothered me, I've been watching this, and when I was watching live, the United Nations, they didn't trust us at first because of Trump. They were afraid that us idiots were going to vote another person in like Trump and Johnson, and who can they count on to lead, you know, the nations? They're afraid that we're so idiotic that we're going to put another one in like Trump, or Trump again, or people like Johnson. I hope people wake up, because this is significant. This is about the United States of America. This is about no party that's been taken over by pretty dangerous people that arm people with military weapons, don't care if kids are killed in schools. Wake up, folks, because this is it. You got to wake up. You got to vote these people out, because they are dangerous. Thank you so much, Matt, for covering the subject. I couldn't sleep all weekend after I watched them on TV. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Gene, and thank you for your calls and your passion, and you hit it right in the head. What Gene's referring to is last night, an armed crowd went to the FBI headquarters in Phoenix, Arizona, and they were out there with semi-automatic weapons. Now, they didn't fire them, and if they had, then they would have been arrested. But this is an intimidation tactic. And what if you're an FBI agent walking in? Are you supposed to sneak in the back door? And what about secretaries? You know, what about staff? This is, you know, and she referred to Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson on July 4th, 2018, was not at some kind of 4th of July celebration. He was in Moscow, Russia. Why did he pick that day? I mean, he knew that the significance of the day. Who did he meet with? What did he say? And why did he go? Why did he go? There is a news anchor on Russian state TV named Evgeny Popov. That's his name, Popov. Evgeny Popov, it's bad news, and he's the guy whom Putin uses when he wants to communicate a threat, and he doesn't want it attributed directly to him or his government, so he has Evgeny Popov. So Evgeny Popov one time said they should use nuclear weapons in Ukraine, and everybody looked on that as saber-rattling by Putin, but without having the guts to come out and say it himself, and they discounted it rightly. But this time, let me tell you what Evgeny Popov said over the weekend. Evgeny Popov, anchor for Russian state TV, he's Putin's mouthpiece, said that the Russians have already seen the Mar-a-Lago documents and that they relate to the development of new nuclear weapons, some innovation in nuclear weapons. Immediately, the Republicans said, well, that's just propaganda. Oh, really? It's just propaganda. Well, there's an easy way to find out. When we find out, or when it's revealed what the nuclear secrets were, if they have to do with new nuclear weapons and the Russians have seen them, Trump has to go to prison. We executed the Rosenbergs in the early 50s for betraying us by giving nuclear secrets to the Russians, and we didn't even have a state of war with Russia at the time. There's a violation of the Espionage Act. And you may say, well, come on, how can a former president be a spy for another government? He's functioned that way even in his presidency. He would meet with the Ruskies with no Americans present, none, not a single one. That is dangerous as heck. You know, one of them goes to the bathroom. It turns out there's a bug planted in the baseboard. I assume he had the White House swept afterwards. I'm not sure he did. He's funded by the Russians for more than 20 years. Eric Trump said that to a reporter, because they can't get funding from New York banks because they've stiffed them so often. Who helped Trump get these documents? Some staff had to bring them to him. Who knew that he took them to Mar-a-Lago? Who is the mole that told the FBI what's there and where they are? And one of the most disturbing pieces of information that came out is the Justice Department, the FBI, and the archives are now convinced that the FBI search itself didn't retrieve all of them, that there are still top secret documents at Mar-a-Lago. Why is he holding on to them that strongly and that fiercely? What did he do with them? What does he intend to do with them? Who does he intend to show them to? Who does he intend to sell them to? Or who does he intend to give them to avoid blackmail? Going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.